Today's scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, it is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, I ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. And so ends our reading.
Let us be at prayer. Gracious and loving God, we have come together as a community of faith to hear your words. And I ask that the words that cross my lips be yours, and that they fall on those gathered here today as you intend. And I ask all of this in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. So John's gospel today comes to us as an image of a gardener, if you will, time and time again, Jesus uses imagery of agriculture, if you've noticed, in some form. Last week it was lamb, and this week it's vines. He's trying to find something common that we would understand, that he can communicate to us, an image that we might relate to. I am the vine and you are the branches is simple. It should be very clear. But probably for then, but for today, our society seems to be more individuals, more separate, detached, lonely. But Jesus' words through John are organic. He regards human beings as unique but grafted together in mutual need and interdependence. When we come together later for communion, we will come together as one body, taking of the bread and of the wine. We will do that in community because we are connected. It is that time when we should be reminded that we are not of an organization, but an organism. We are many, but we are one. We are connected more than we want to realize, I believe. There is a forest, if you will, in Utah's Fish Lake National Forest. It's home of a pando, which is an aspen, a tree which they have discovered has one root. It is all connected to one root, and yet there are hundreds of these trees. Think about that for just a moment. That if you could, in your mind, pick up one of those trees, realizing that every single one of those would be connected. That's fascinating to me, to think that God has created that for us to understand. We often say, at least currently, when we come together and we talk to someone and we find out that there is some perhaps mutual place that we have come from, and we say, gee, what a small world. It is a small world because we are all in some way connected. All of us are the branches that are connected to God. And John goes on to say, apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, he's not dismissing us as helpless beings. He's saying that it is not possible for us to do anything apart from him because we are part of him. And therefore, everything we do involves him. Throughout the passage, he actually says six times, abide, which means to dwell or to remain. So why? And perhaps we could answer that by saying that the remain is also a word for sanctification or conversion. And the conversion is a beginning to say yes to our relationship with God. And it's not just one step, it is a journey. A journey of many steps that are only made possible by our commitment and our effort and our faithfulness. That journey is what we mean by sanctification. It is the living out of our conversion. And that's why he reiterates that word, to dwell. For he not only wants us to meet with us, but also for us to dwell or to remain with him. To give God quality time in our lives. And for us to claim to be a follower of Jesus. And if we do that, it'll become immensely clear how interwoven our lives are, how closely knitted, if you will. I can't get that image out of my head. If we look at that root system, and in order to maintain that, even this time of year, we will go out and we will cut away that is no good. That shows no life, that is dead. Perhaps if we were to look at it as those things in our lives that are not feeding us, nourishing us, perhaps those are the things that need to be pruned, to be cut away. I'll let you name those things that you feel need to be pruned. Prune those things away so that new growth can come. Healthy, nourishing growth. Things that will make the plant alive. to look full. That is my wish for you on this day. Amen.